So we're joined on the phone now by Emma, who's from the Hollaback Project. So Jen, do you want to just say a little bit about the Hollaback Project?
Yeah, it's like a website where you can post up your stories if you've been like harassed in the street, and it's really cool. And I heard about it through a friend, and I thought, hey, I want to do that. Someone harassed me in the street and it annoyed me, so I thought if I write it down it might make me feel better. It's pretty good. So yeah, Emma, how did you get involved with this project? Because it didn't start in the UK, did it?
No, it didn't. It started in I think it was New York in about 2005, and it was a woman's blog, really, and she was just kind of a bit sick of getting kind of harassed every day around New York City, and started sort of posting her experiences, and it grew from that. I think she got some friends involved, both men and women, and kind of launched the website, and now it's all over the world. I think there's about 34 different sites. There's about 4 in England, different ones in kind of Italy, Buenos Aires, India, sort of all over, really.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
everyone's kind of latched onto this idea, because when I heard about it, I just thought that's, I just feel like that might actually help me feel better about what happened to me.
Yeah, well, we hope so, yeah.
And it looks like you've had quite a good response to your website. What's it been like?
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of a good and bad thing, really, isn't it? We've only been going, I think it was 2 weeks yesterday, we've been live, the West Yorkshire one, and we've already got about 15 stories.
Wow.
One of them's for myself, one of them's for my co-founder, Louise, but the rest are strangers, essentially, really, who've heard about the website and posted. So good that people feel they can use it, but quite bad that there's kind of that level of harassment going on, and people are needing an outlet for it, I would say.
Yeah, but I think we know that this is happening,
because we
experience it, but then there's no one like to tell. Like, I've even tried telling the police before, and they've just been completely rubbish, and it's just made me feel even worse.
Absolutely.
I think this is really about like taking back control a bit.
That's exactly what it's about. Well, kind of, I think we want to do two things, really. Kind of, like you said, women sort of know about this and know it happens. I know before me and Louise started the site, we talked about it before, but I don't even think I knew it sort of had a name, like street harassment. I was like, oh, you know when you're sitting on a bench and blokes just come and say things to you? So I think we want to get people talking about it, because everyone, until about a week ago, every woman I've ever spoke to about it has said they've encountered it. There was one woman in the pub a couple of weeks ago and said she'd never had encountered it. So we want to get people talking about it, really. And the other thing, like you said, is for people to vent and give people a voice, because when it happens, you're normally by yourself and just going about your business, and you don't know sort of how to respond, really. So, and it's, I suppose it's not always safe to kind of say something back to them, depending on where you are. Obviously, if you can and you feel free to, that's good as well. But to share it on the site, and it makes it a little less kind of isolating and scary, really, I would say.
Yeah, because I think it can be quite a lonely experience, because
it
happens to you and you're by yourself.
Yep.
And then when you tell somebody about it, like in my experience of it happening to me, I almost feel like I'm being really silly.
Yeah.
You know, when you say it out loud to somebody, and then I always end up sort of like minimizing it a little bit, and I'm like, oh, but you know, maybe there was just kind of a mistake or something. And you kind of really have to catch yourself from just trying to kind of like downplay what's happened to you. So I think having the space to kind of express that just kind of online, so a little bit anonymously as well, like I think that's a really powerful thing to have.
Because the stories we've received is kind of from things like comments or people maybe following you or things like that, but then it's up to kind of groping and flashing and people doing essentially what, sexual acts in front of you, really. But even something like the comments that people can play down, you know, people wouldn't put with it sort of at home or in the workplace, it's legislated against, but as soon as it's in the street or the supermarket, for some reason it just seems to be okay, and it's not.
Yeah. And so it just seems to be a really difficult thing to act out against as well. Like when you go to the police, they're almost like, well, what do you expect us to do? And you're kind of like, well, I don't know, but just, you're supposed to do something, you know? Like, it's not supposed to be happening, is it? Like, it shouldn't be the norm.
Absolutely, and I think it is, and I think it's accepted as part of life if you're a woman that this will happen, but it's not acceptable at all. It's not the price you should pay for just going around your business, really. You mentioned there in relation to the police, kind of a higher end sort of groping and flashing and things would be covered under criminal law, but women aren't covered under hate legislation. So if someone said something kind of sexual to you or something that made you feel uncomfortable, unless it was in relation to your race or your sexuality, it wouldn't actually be an offence.
I mean, my experience is of speaking to the police about what's happened, they've said, that is what's happened to you, like the guy did commit a crime, but there's nothing we can do about it. And I actually met up with West Yorkshire Police to, like, discuss it, like, in a general sense. I said, look, there's a real problem with street harassment in this area. Yeah. You need to do something about it. And they said, oh, because people aren't reporting it, we can't do anything about it. But I said, well, yeah, but when we report it, you make it our problem. Mm-hmm. It's not my problem. It's the guy who attacked me's problem. That's it's not. It wasn't me.
Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't
do
anything
wrong. You were just trying to, like, live your life, and that should involve being able to walk out on the street without being harassed.
Yeah, and what I wanted to do was to tell them what had happened without it having to become my problem. I wanted to get rid of it, and I think that's what's great about this site,
yeah,
is that you can do that, and if you want to, you can do it anonymously. You don't have to give your name. So for people who haven't seen the site, like, what could you describe what's on it and what it looks like?
Yes, we can. If you go to our front webpage, I'll give you the address. It's www.ihollaback.org, and if you go on, there's the front page and some kind of information about the site and a little bit about the history about it, about kind of what we just discussed there, why we think people need to holler back and why we need the site. And then there's a button saying share your story, and it's kind of an online form that you can fill in, put in your experience to share, and put in kind of the street name or the postcode and submit it. We'll get an email and we can put it on the site, and it's also linked to kind of an online map. So if people go on the site, they can see where there's, I don't know, for want of a better word, kind of hot spots of where things have happened, kind of around Leeds, maybe Bradford. There's a couple in sort of Halifax and things. There's also some resources there for women to kind of, if they've been really affected by it, or if it is essentially kind of a sexual offence that's been committed against them, where they can get some information. And there's also some links to the other sites around the world as well.
And if there's not one, like, if there's someone listening now who's like, oh, that sounds really cool, I want one for my area, they can start one if they want, can't they? Because that's how you did it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did, yeah. And we're just, you know, me and Louise are just normal women. We work full-time. We do this sort of on an evening and a weekend. To start with, it's a little bit of time, but it's totally, totally worthwhile doing it, absolutely. And the main site in, we've got kind of total autonomy, but the main site in New York sort of gave us a template for the website and did some, what do you call them, kind of seminars over the internet about sort of media training and press lists and things. We've learned sort of loads of new skills, really. But then with the main sites in West Yorkshire and one in India, they let you kind of, because you know your own city and your own culture, really, so they let you kind of take control of it and go about it your own way. So yeah, in England there's us, West Yorkshire, there's Manchester, Bristol and London. That's it. So if anyone else is listening, go to the site and get started, really, I would say.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds like such a great thing that you can kind of set it up, and you don't have to really, you know, when you're setting up something by yourself and you're the first person to do it, it's like so much energy and you need so much to kind of carry on going.
Yeah.
But so it's really cool that you can link in with like the global network of people who are doing it, and that they can help you out and stuff as well, so you can see it going to other countries. Because I think that even though it is really sad and it's quite depressing that it's happening so much, it's not until people start talking about it and until there's that safe space where people can tell their stories and kind of break the silence that something can be done about it, really, I think.
Absolutely. And I think at the moment, kind of the use of social media in anything like this, there's so many kind of women's issue blogs and Twitter sites and Facebook things. It's really easy to kind of converse with other like-minded people as well, to get support if you're doing something like this as well. We found kind of social media an awesome tool, really, to use and spread the word and get kind of people on board as well. So it's a good time, I would say.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
No,
it's a great project.
Thank you very much.
I was really pleased to discover it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks
okay,
very
bye.
Much, Emma. Bye.